Most of us remember the dial-up internet of the past. And by past, we don't mean a very long ago, maybe a couple of decades ago. The website scrolled down the page at an incredibly slow pace. It was so frustrating to use. Most of us kind of ignored the internet. And good luck if anyone answered the phone and shut you down. You had to redial and start the whole thing over. Now, the target speed for a website download is 2 seconds. Information goes from our living room to a satellite and across the world as fast as light fills a room. We live in an instantaneous world. We can watch thousands of TV shows, several 24-hour news programs, and millions of hours of bad movies with just a click on a remote. Unfortunately, it's too easy to take this instantaneous attitude into our spiritual lives. We tend to think that Christ-likeness will follow conversion, like some kind of simple equation. It's almost like we want to download the character of Christ into our lives, and if it doesn't happen right away, there's something wrong. We might look at famous passages like this and see immediate spiritual gratification. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. A look at the language here helps us out. Rejoice in the Lord always. Do not worry about anything. These phrases are a grammatical construct called the present imperative. They point to prolonged habit, discipline, or as one theologian called it, a long obedience in the same direction. In other words, it takes time. The shifting and shaping into Christ-centered maturity doesn't happen immediately. They aren't meant to. The power of the Holy Spirit works in amazing and surprising ways, but so often it is the slow erosion and reshaping of day after day and year after year, learning, relearning, and going deeper. The point is, we don't want to let the myth of instancy dictate the way we pursue Christ. Let's stay in step with the Spirit, trusting that He will get us where we need to be, even if the journey is long. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI's Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.